He said he was a jealous God. Huh? He's a jealous God. Thank you. I think he was talking to Moses at the time, wasn't he? Jealous. He made that plain. That same jealousy that Jesus had then, he got it now.
Oh, yeah.
He got the same jealousy. A lot of folks out there howling and heaping and howling. I like the 49ers. 49ers is my team.
Right.
Huh? But I ain't going to give him a deal. I'm not going to give him a time or day.
Yeah.
Huh? This is God's time.
Yeah.
If they had it yesterday, I probably would have went.
Yeah.
But when it comes to God's time, this is God's time.
That's right.
He don't want to share none of his time with nobody.
That's right.
So he's a jealous God. I preach, you know, and I tell people, you know, coming up in the church, and I used to like sports and stuff, and my parents, you know, they taught me the difference in between sports. Sports is another form of worship.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh? Some church folks go to a baseball game, they holler and scoop, popcorn flying everywhere, falling out on people, they come to church. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Barely.
Look at this now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is exactly how it's going to look and be when Jesus comes.
That's right.
This is a prophecy. Us five here. This is a prophecy.
That's it.
This is it. This is the time, the end time. The Bible said, Jesus said, the very elect.
That's right.
The very elect was going to be deceived.
Amen. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm glad that my mother and father put enough God in me to keep on going.
Thank
you. They taught us. Thank you, Jesus. Little hard-headed boy, he ain't going to never know nothing. Yes, I do. I know who Jesus is, my dude.
Right.
Huh? I know who he is. And the reason why you see some churches full, packed to the brim, huh? Because after church, they could go and they had the baseball, they go, game now, getting drunk. Huh? They stay at home. They have football clubs. You know, different clubs. Everybody had their little club. I mean, everything is shut down today. They even shut the church down.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. And I tell you, God, Mother Dew said something, her testimony, that the reason why things is not happening like it is, because it's praying people. The prayers of the saints is holding God back.
That's right.
But one day, we keep talking to our people and keep talking to our loved ones, living the life in front of them, and going to church and worshiping God. One day, your loved ones going to go. They're going to go.
That's right.
Grandma, Deuce, where you going? Bye bye. Bye bye. It's going to happen. Everybody is going to know when Jesus comes.
Yes, they are.
He ain't going to just come here to surprise us, the saints. He will surprise everybody. Even the dead that's not in Jesus is going to be, he's going to know when Jesus comes.
Yeah.
I know people that are laughing at you and making fun of you and stuff like that, they're going to go.
Uh-oh.
Just like Jesus, you know, he showed how it was going to be. So when he was standing there talking to the disciples before he went home, they went.
Yeah, they watched him go up into
heaven. The two angels stood there and said, "What gave you there?" That's exactly where it's going to be when Jesus comes and take his church out.
Yeah.
The world is going to know when the church of God is going to be gone.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Gonna be gone. And this day, you know, the world, they just don't have no feelings. No feelings whatsoever about Jesus, Sister Carolyn. None. Thank you, Jesus. All that God did, even the people, for example, the children of Israel, God took them and took them out of slavery, and then after they got out of slavery and made, what did they do? Made a golden calf.
Oh, that calf! Before they got to Israel.
Made a golden calf.
Yeah,
we're back there. Well, that's how it is today. It's gonna be the same thing. when I believe Abraham, was it Abraham who asked the Lord about Sodom and Gomorrah? It was Abraham, wasn't it?
That's right.
He told him, if you just find so many, how many?
He
was 20. 50 or something like that?
Couldn't find
50. Couldn't find
50. Wow.
It ran down to 5. Couldn't find them. Huh? Those are the days we're living in right now.
Yeah.
So many exits. But this is going to be the final time. No more. This is it. God fixed it where everybody has the right to the tree of life if they obey His word. And then if you don't obey His word, they're going to see us go.
Yeah.
Yeah, sanctified. They hot seat. Oh, yeah, they hot now. Oh, football game. What kind of star?
1 o'clock.
Woo-wee. You talking about some hollering now, huh?
Yeah,
they got their popcorn in their hand, their beer in their hand. Huh? They getting ready. You know. Yeah, throwing beer. They're going, oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. It's just going to be like, I don't know, man. I'll tell you. I'm glad for the mind that I have with Jesus. I love Jesus. He's my God, my Savior, and the one that I fear. I would fear Him too much to go to a football game today, huh? And then if I go, I'm not going to holler for nothing. I'm not going to holler and jump and shout for nobody. I'm not going to give my glory to Jesus. I mean, not Jesus, to nothing else but Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Huh? My praise and my worship is going to go to Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see the football game after I leave church. It's going to be on TV. But thank you, Jesus. I think that's what's happening today. I think that's what's going on. I want God to put a notch for me today. I'm here to worship Him today. Thank you. I had a message today that I almost touched on that too. Thank you, G. I had to preach. I've been preaching 3 days, 3 Sundays in a row. Huh? I'm going to be burned out here pretty soon. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you. Yeah, nobody had no feelings for Jesus. It's getting harder and harder and harder. Broad is the way, huh? God has got to make room, huh? Hell has got to enlarge itself. But you got to make room for people. So He told us right there, it's going to be a lot of humans, huh? A lot of humans. In hell, the end day. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever the destruction going to be, it's going to be a lot of people there. I want to be on that narrow, skinny, narrow road. I want to be on the right path. And you on the right path today because you're here.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm not old and I'm not foggy. And they say, oh, you just foggy, yo. And you go to church too much. I'm like, well, every time you turn around, you're saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I say, yep, okay. Amen. One day you're going to wish you would like that too. You tell them. Thank you, Jesus. I'm happy. I had a little bit in Matthew 14. I'm not going to hold you long. I'm going to try not to. And Matthew 4. I'm sorry. 4 and 19. And I said, what did I say? Y'all had to, follow me now. Yeah. 4 and 19. That's one, a little part of this verse. Uh-huh. You find it said, and He said unto them, the disciples He's talking to, He said, follow Me, and I will make you fishermen of men. He was talking to Peter, uh-huh, and his brother Andrew, the first two disciples that He decided to pick. They was already picked from the foundation of the world. And in this scripture, you know, Peter and Andrew, they had no idea, no clue that a man was going to walk up to them and say, follow Me. Huh? They had no clue. Nobody told them. Nobody warned them. No angel came and tell them Jesus was going to come and ask you this. He just went to these two brothers and said, follow me, and I will make you fishermen of men. That was their occupation. That's what they did for a living. They was fishermen. Help feed the village. And that's what they did every day. But a man came and said to them, follow me. And they dropped their nets, huh? And what they did? It says straight away, left their net and followed him. They just stopped what they're doing. Jesus is yet calling people right today. Huh? Calling people right today. But they're not answering. Thank you. They're not answering Jesus. Jesus, he talked to the sinners. He talked to the world. But never get an answer. Thank you, Jesus. But over here in Luke 9, I believe it's 9. Luke 9. I think that's where I got. I want to make sure I got that right. 9:23. Jesus said, follow me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They was fishing. They stopped what they was doing and walked away from the occupation because they knew there was something different about this stranger coming to them and telling them, come with me. Come on. Thank you, Chief. I'll make you fishermen of men.
That's the end of your Matthew.
End of Matthew?
That was in Matthew chapter
1. Oh, let me go back. Let me go back. Let's go back over there. I think it's in Luke 2. 23rd verse. Which one was it? Is it? 20th verse.
Mm-hmm.
And going on from thence, he saw other two brothers. Brethren. It's the 20th verse. 21st verse right now.
4th chapter of Matthew.
Okay.
He
went down a ways, huh? And saw two other brothers. And James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their what? Net. And he called them and said the same thing to them, and they immediately did what?
Left the ship.
Left his father sitting there by himself. Where y'all going? Huh? I'm going with this man called Jesus. He said, follow me. Just drop the world not like that no more, huh? You gotta have an earthquake, a fire come down from heaven, a tidal wave come and kill up a lot of folks, and sometimes after the aftermath they still won't drop their nets, so you know like they did and follow Jesus. The world just don't have the mind to follow Jesus. Just follow me there. Follow me as I follow Jesus. Hallelujah. They drop their nets straight away. Today, Jesus has the same call for man today. But today is just getting so wicked, and they their minds is just blind from them. God talks to unsaved folks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Huh? He talks to them. Thank you, Jesus. How he talked to my son. Thank you, Jesus. My son didn't listen. Thank you, Jesus. And when he went into that tree, and actually died, you know, he had a car accident and died, and the man revived him back alive, thank you Jesus, and took him to the hospital, peeled his face off to fix his face and foot all messed up. Now you'll think he'll wake up preaching.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No. He said I'm beyond God.
Oh my God.
That kind of stuff. My brother, my son said, I'm beyond God. You know, maybe that bump in the head did mess him up real bad, huh? But he talented, he's smart. But when it comes to God, I do not know to this day how my son got so messed up about Jesus. To this day. He been baptized in Jesus' name. He went to church. But when he got out there on his own, his head just got messed up.
Messed up before the accident.
Huh? That's what I'm saying. Rejecting the call of Jesus. Mm-hmm. See, Jesus could get your attention.
Yeah.
But if you don't listen, you reject him, the call of Jesus. He's yet calling people to come out of their sins, and they won't do it. But right here it said in the 22nd verse, thank you, Jesus. I use my son for example. You think when somebody go through what he went through, he'd be walking and talking for Jesus. No, for some reason, no. The Son of Man must suffer many things. Y'all got that?
Oh, he's back in
the ninth chapter of Luke.
Luke
22.
Okay.
22. Mm-hmm. And he, what? And be what?
Rejected
of the elders and chief priests and scribes. And be slain. And what?
And be raised.
Raised the third day.
Yes.
He was just letting the disciples, I am here to suffer.
Yes.
I'm paying a price. Thank you, Jesus. I'm giving up an offering to redeem you back to me. And this is what I have to go through. Thank you, Jesus. When I have to go through it, he's going to tell us in the 23rd verse, and he said unto them all, if any man will come after me or follow me, thank you, Jesus, let him do what?
Deny himself
and take up his cross.
Daily.
Hear that? Daily. And do what?
And follow me.
And follow me. You say, well, why did Jesus say that? Jesus said that because he knew that the devil was going to attack you daily. We must deny ourselves.
Yes.
Not just our mama, our father, our sister, our brothers, family. God is first. Thank you, Jesus. And we got to take up our cross every day because we're going to suffer. We ain't suffering. Church ain't suffering. Huh? Overseas somewhere, the Christians over in where the Islam folks are, you know, where they fighting with in Jerusalem, and with Palestinian, Muslim, they're killing Christians because they won't convert to Islam. They suffering. Huh? Well, in America, the church is not suffering. Huh? The only little suffering we have is a little arthritis pain, gout in the foot, huh? A cough, huh? We ain't suffering for Jesus. They're not beating us and throwing us in jail. They should be, huh? We should be. The church should be in the news every day. Every day. Thank you, Jesus. But it ain't gonna be that way because this is the way God says it's gonna be, huh? He showed us signs of his coming. It ain't going to be like we think it's going to be. It's going to be like one of them is, many shall come in my name.
Yes.
Have you heard anybody say on Christ? Huh? Huh? I'm going to tell you one that ain't nobody paying attention to. You know, when they show this, the movie, The Passion, or something about Christ, the man that's portraying Jesus, that's a prophecy fulfilled. Many shall come in my name, saying, I'm he, I'm Jesus. People didn't think of it that way, huh?
Yeah.
But that's it, huh? That's right. It's coming to pass. But people just don't want to deny themselves for Jesus. They don't want to give up everything. Deny yourself means giving up everything.
Hallelujah.
You know, we got to eat. We got to work. We got to feed our family and stuff. It's things that we got to do in our daily life. But when it says give up, that means giving up everything. Your soul is surrendered to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. God know you got to work. God know you got to pay your rent and your mortgage. God know that.
Yes.
But Jesus is who?
God Almighty, God Almighty.
No, Jesus is who?
God.
Huh? The every man deny himself. Jesus is who? Come on now.
The
sacrifice. Jesus today. Come on now. Jesus is who? Huh? He said it in Revelation. Let me give y'all a hint.
I am the Alpha and Omega.
Uh-huh.
The beginning and
the
end.
And what?
I am he.
That's another one. It's
one more.
Uh-huh.
I am the resurrection.
Uh-uh. She said it. She got the verse, but it's one in there I want you to really say. Come on. Jesus is who? He said it in Revelation. He's the Savior. All right, I'm just going to have to go ahead and tell you. Huh? Jesus is the first and the last. Huh? Amen?
Amen.
Jesus is the first and the last.
Yes.
And he meant what he said. I am a jealous God.
Yes.
I saved you. I filled you with my spirit. And you're going at the football game and ain't thinking about me today.
Uh-oh.
How can anybody that's saved go to a football game, a baseball game, or some kind of game and holler and how can you fit that and women? Wait a minute. Oh, maybe they say, ooh, thank you, Jesus, for the 49ers, huh? You think they're saying that? Thank you, Jesus, ooh, we got a touchdown. Any man, come, if any man, do what?
If any man
is worthy, will come after me. Let him do what?
Deny himself.
And take up
his cross
daily and follow me.
Follow me.
Follow me. Follow me, it don't mean that you following Jesus and everything, then you turn to the left and get off, you know, go down here for a little while, and then you come back. Get back on the trail. And then something like you go to the ride. Or miss the trail again. Oop, I gotta get back on the trail. You gotta stay on the trail
24/7.
Thank you, Jesus. Stay on the trail, that narrow road, all the time. Don't veer off of nothing.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, huh?
Amen.
That's what it means. Picking up your cross. We're gonna suffer for the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're going to, some kind of way, you know, but the little suffering we're doing, the saints of God in the old time, they suffered.
Yes.
They suffered so bad that they had to hide in caves.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Even after Paul was saved, thank you, Jesus, they still had to hide. Thank you, Jesus. They was put in jail, beaten, huh?
Right.
Killed, beheaded.
Right.
We got it made. We got it so easy right now to make it with God. They had to be scared. They say the name Jesus, get their head cut off.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. We got to ease in Zion. Thank you, Jesus. So the cross we bear, it's light. Our cross is light. We doing real good, my dudes. We doing good. The cross Jesus is talking about is a spiritual cross. A cross of burdens. A cross of being attacked by the devil daily. Huh? A cross to be put down by the devil daily. We got to carry that cross. And it's so easy today. I mean, it was hard then. But now, it is so easy to make it with God now, but then nobody want to do it. Ain't nobody got no feelings for Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobody got no feelings for Jesus. Hallelujah. They don't have no time for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So maybe the church is going to have to just pray. If we want somebody else to be saved, maybe we have to get together and pray and ask the Lord to shake the ground. He did it before. There's a lot of things that Jesus did that shook people up. The Holy Ghost came and hit the 120, in the early time, two people, Priscilla and who? Two that lied to the Holy Ghost.
Ananias and Sapphira.
Huh?
They lied
to the Holy Ghost. They didn't have to lie to the Holy Ghost. They could have kept their money. Huh? But when they dropped dead to the ground, the Holy Ghost, huh? The whole church and the whole land, they was like, They was afraid. Jesus did it. God don't want to do that. He don't want to have to do that to shake people up. Thank you, Jesus. They didn't have to lie. They could have kept their money. Nobody told them to bring their money and stuff to the apostle's feet. The apostle didn't make no announcement and said, all right, go sell everything you got and bring it to our feet. They didn't do that. Thank you, Jesus. The love of God inside of them did it.
Yes.
But when those two came and put that stuff in and lied and said it, they gave all they had, they lied to the Holy Ghost. That's what we need. We need some Holy Ghost power to shake up the nation. The nation needs to be shook up. That's what it's going to take if they want to be saved. Huh? But not with me. I'm coming to the church of the Lord, and I'm going to worship Him freely, willingly. Huh? Willingly. Amen, glory?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Pick up your cross and follow me. I wanted to just go a little bit more. He said, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Huh? Save his life. Other words saying, if you deny the law, you know, somebody's going to say, I'm going to chop your head off if you don't believe, stop believing in Jesus. That's what it's saying. And you stop believing in Jesus, you lose your life.
Yeah.
And then it said, who what?
Whoever his life
with
my
faith. Uh-huh. Then
what?
Name shall save. In other words, somebody tell him to chop your head off. If you don't stop praising God, huh? And you said, go ahead and chop my head off because I'm going to praise God until my head came off my body.
Yeah.
That's what you stand for. Go ahead and chop my head off because I know where I'm going. Thank you, Jesus. That's the same. This is what's happening in the world today.
Yeah.
A lot of people is denying the power. Huh? A lot of saints that's in the church, they know they're doing wrong. Huh? I know it's almost at the football game.
Yeah.
Brand new stadium, beautiful stadium. Ooh, the 49ers first game, huh? By season tickets.
Yeah.
Season tickets. They know they're doing wrong. They know it. Thank you, Jesus. That's how it's going to be when Jesus comes. They know they're doing wrong. They're going to be left here. I prayed in your name. I healed in your name. What Jesus is going to say?
Your
workers of iniquity, I know you not. That's what's going to happen. It's going to happen. We have to give up all. Deny ourselves all. All our old deeds and our old works that we did when we was in the world, we got to give all of that up. Not a piece of it. Huh? We got too many people who want to veer to the right. Huh? And then, oh, the Lord will forgive me. Come back and get back in there. In and out. That's what we should call in and out people, huh? In and out. just jumping off of the course. Can you imagine God, you know, got this narrow line with people, and he watching people going, one foot over here, another foot over there. So hanging in there, trying to hang a little bit, hang with the world and hang with Jesus. Can you imagine the Lord? He's busy. He is a busy God. God wants us to be 100% His. Follow me. Yes, Lord. It says, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my word, 26. Of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his glory and in the glory of who?
In his Father.
They didn't say that, but and in the Father's glory. And then what? The holy angels. But I tell you of the truth, of a truth, there should be, there be some standing here, which what? And then what?
Till they see the kingdom of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Talking about us that remains alive. That's it's going to be, that's a guarantee that there is going to be some that is going to be alive when Jesus comes.
Yes.
And we never going to taste death.
Yes.
Huh? That's what he's saying. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, I feel on a day like this, I just, it troubles me when the 49er games come. When football season comes. It just troubled me. And all them people go out there, how many thousand they said? 70,000. 70,000? That's a lot of people. I wouldn't want to be around that many people. My nerves would be messed up.
Yeah. I don't even
like football. I like football and boxing. I like boxing. And but I just couldn't catch myself in a crowd of 70,000 people. Something happened. What you going to do? Going to stampede you? Something happened. They're going, if you don't die, something falling on you or drop out on the ground, they're going to stump you to death. My goodness. In the traffic. I don't like to go in the traffic when I go to San Francisco. In the traffic. The other day they had something at Candlestick Park. Just messed everything up. The traffic was so bad. Thousands and thousands of people went to Paul McCarthy concert. Can you imagine being caught up in all that traffic and all that stuff? Did something happen? Oh, Lord, no. I'll be right here. See, I'm mellow. See, I got plenty of room. None. I'm telling you. People just act silly. They act so silly, you know. They can see cars behind them, way behind them, and cars way in front of them, but honking their horn. Where they gonna go?
Oh, boy.
Excuse me? I got about 50 cars in front of me. What you want me to do? Push them all out of my way? Huh? I tell you, I wouldn't want God to come right now and catch me doing... No. My message to us five that's in church is to stand fast in what your faith is and what you believe in God and do the will of the Lord and wait until the time comes. Believe me, the time is short. That's my message. That's my message to the world. Think the time is short. Every single guy should know the signs of the coming of Jesus.
Yes.
And all we got to do is just look out into the world and listen. It's there. Think the time is... I'm so messed up with the time that August is messing me up. Kids went to school, starting school. It seemed like it's starting to get dark already, you know, around 3 o'clock. Wait a minute now, that's not supposed to happen to September or sometimes, don't it? October? Yeah, something wrong. And I'm going, I told one man, I didn't even know the date. I didn't know the date. It was 15th. I didn't know that. And then we said, boy, this month sure went by fast.
Yeah.
I said, the 15th already?
Yeah,
my goodness. The time is like, have you been in an airplane, flew on a plane much? Anybody?
Well, y'all been, once a year.
Have you been on a plane at all?
Yeah, I did years ago.
Well, I've been, how many times? Three times? I flew three times. And that plane... That plane is on a schedule,
right.
and it's behind a little bit,
yeah.
And you feel that thrush. Have you felt that?
Oh, yeah.
My airplane take off. It took off so fast. That's how the world is now. It's like the time is just taking off. this, you know, speeding up so fast. You can feel it. You know, when you hear other people saying the same thing, huh, about the time and stuff, and I'm noticing it, they noticing it. Time is it's here.
I should say that because the earthquake is going up fast.
It's going
up
fast.
Because the earthquake is every day, the sun is setting a microsecond spin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be cumulative.
Yeah.
Over time, that's going to
amount
to stuff.
Yeah. That's a micro. What you call it?
Microsecond.
A microsecond is like prehistoric. That is huge. It might be little to us, but it's huge when it comes to the earth and the atmosphere and the universe. That's huge. And that's what's happening. I see the signs of the coming of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want God to find me. I keep my mind on Jesus. I want Him to find me on Him, thinking on Him. That's what we're going to have to do. We need to work out our own soul salvation. Is that right? With who? It's our job to, the scripture is saying, your life, in your life, you need to work out how you could be ready when Jesus comes. Set up your own little prayer, huh? Whatever it takes for you to do to be saved and be holy when Jesus comes, you need to work it out. Thank you, Jesus. Assess ourselves every day. Every day. Examine myself every day. So if it takes, I read my Bible at 3 o'clock, huh? I pray at 12 o'clock, huh? What is I'm doing right now? Is it something I'm doing that interfering with my life in Jesus? That's what you're saying. Working out your own, huh? That's what everybody need to do. It work out, and we are here to help each other.
Yes.
Work, you know, you need some help, I help you. Come on, you know, I pray with you. I go to the Bible with you. Whatever you need, this is what it's going to take.
Yes.
The family of God is going to have to get closer.
Yes.
Closer.
Yes.
Because time, it's going to be the people that are shooting folks, they are shooting folks. I can't even trust the police.
Yeah, that's right.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, I do.
They shooting people.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, the brother in, Missouri.
Missouri?
Yeah, okay, he went in the place and acted like a thug and got some cigars and stuff like that. But when he was on his knees saying, I give up, he was on his knees telling him, don't shoot me, don't shoot me, don't give me. And the police shot him dead.
Yeah, that's the part that
I'm
violent.
They're getting violent.
They need to be put in jail.
Yes.
Tired of a lot of thugging.
Yes.
Police.
They sure have.
They don't have any love and compassion they are. And those police that shot and killed that guy.
Uh-huh.
And they're doing a lot of people that they're even beating on.
Yeah.
Beating on people and beating on women.
Yeah, that woman that was a woman on the freeway.
They
got something wrong with, you know. They need to be re-evaluated. Is that right?
Yeah.
Examine. What they don't do is look in the past of officers. And when it get like that, it's getting so dangerous now that you must be close to God. Thank you, Jesus. My life. Hallelujah. Yeah, your little kids, the little children. I feel. Okay. Anything can happen. Shooting people in the cars. You know, he could be driving down the street, mind your own business, and just shoot you. You know, it's everywhere.
And that's safe work.
Yes, it is. He wants to steal as many souls as he can. Because he knows. Trust me. Satan knows the signs of the coming of Jesus Christ. And the more he works, and the more he do, that means he knows something. Huh? We're trying to steal the souls, you know, of people. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Your life is only guaranteed in who? Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. See, you know, he won't mess with us because he know we're in Jesus.
Yeah.
Won't do me no good to kill him.
Yeah.
He going to make it with the Lord. He's living for Jesus. So he go by you and he just go around your family member. It's like every day, Oakland, every day, somebody got shot. And so we had to just pray, come together and pray. I hope the Lord don't have to make us come together and pray. Huh? We should do it willingly. Prayer is essential in the church and with the saints of God, that we come together and get on our knees and cry out to Jesus. It's essential. Thank you, Jesus. More than coming to church singing and choir singing and getting a thrill. It's time for knee mail. Girl, that's what we're calling it. Knee mail. Email? Knee mail. That's right. Get on our knees and send a letter to Jesus. Hallelujah. I think your ride is here, but Mundu. I see a car come up, so I think somebody coming to pick you up. They're early now. Yeah, so thanks for bearing with me, you know, at this time. So let's keep on praying. Come back on Wednesday night. We have our little quizzes and stuff on Wednesday night. Oh, my glory, you want some prayer? Mm-hmm.